97.9 The Hill. I'm Aaron Keck coming at you from Booth Park Studios here on East Franklin Street. Victor Lewis here now in the studio to catch us up on what's trending in the world. Hello.
Hello. If there's one thing that I love in the segments that I do here on The Hill, it's continuity. So today's trend is actually going to be about Paris, is what we're going to do. Right. Because Paris is hosting the Olympic Games this summer. And one of the things that really interests me, fun fact about Victor, is I like to follow up on what is happening with the various Olympic constructions that happen across the world. I like to just check in and see them in various states of disrepair and all the squandered resources.
Because you build all this stuff for one event and then you leave and then you've got all these stadiums and what do you do with them?
These things that languish and fall into disrepair, and it's just, it's not a fun thing, but it is something that I feel compelled to witness. And there is something with Paris's approach that I think is potentially interesting. They're trying actively to not squander a fortune on a bunch of buildings that are never going to be used again and then just languish after the games. According to Bloomberg, 95% of the venues being used for the Olympic Games either already exist or are being built specifically so they can be dismantled for reuse after the event.
Okay.
They're building with wood, which is obviously more sustainable and easy to dismantle and repurpose than concrete or steel. And the wood construction market in France is up 14% overall since 2020. And the number of new non-residential buildings, again, all this coming from Bloomberg, that have been built with wood is up 18.3%. But something that got brought up in the article that I read was that France has 17 million hectares. Cool. Yeah. Thank you. I can always count on you to help me out. Three quarters of that is on private land and broken up into small parcels. And specifically for this project of building for the Olympics and really dumping all this money into wood construction, France is harvesting 60% of the wood it's able to harvest harvest sustainably.
Okay. Well,
so,
good for them.
Like, that's a lot, but it's not close to 100. There's still plenty of percentage points of hectares of wood remaining. And I don't know.
Sorry, that's an old version of the metric system.
It is. Yeah. But I think this is a cool thing, and this is certainly something that I prefer to building structures and stadiums and pools and all sorts of stuff that just immediately crumbles. Well, not immediately. It does take a while, but you know what I mean.
Between that and the just rampant level of corruption that we just are all aware is the case when it comes to selecting sites for the Olympic Games, combined with the embarrassment / difficulty of choosing a site, and then 8 years later, it's time to have the games at the site, but there's conflict and dictatorship and all of that. I think we should just have the Olympic Games in Athens every time. Wouldn't that just make sense?
That
we
is
just
a...
did the Olympics in Athens every time. Or just pick, it doesn't even have to be Athens. Athens for the history, but just pick a place and just do it there.
That is a compelling pitch. And I've heard worse ideas than hold it in Athens every single year.
Not even my idea necessarily.
Cool.
Yeah, right? Like, it's the place where we all go to do the Olympics.
Yeah, and we're also past a point where holding the Olympic Games, it's not an economic boon anymore.
It's a money-losing proposition to every country that does it. Yeah. You know, Salt Lake City loves doing the Winter Olympics. They're super excited about it. They could be the Winter Olympic site every time. And Athens could be the Summer Olympics site every time. Done.
I feel like I would want the Winter Olympics to either be somewhere in the Alps or somewhere deep in Canada.
This is fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Athens for
Banff
sure.
Olympics.
For all of your standard Olympic events, your run fast, your throw far, all of those things should be happening in Athens. I'm 100% on board. Good idea.
Thank you. I'm not going to win the 200 run fast meters, but I have good ideas from time to time.
Indeed you do.